saying no to the Christmas creep. England is cheap, and how much would you pay for a World Series ticket? This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
So, Jennifer, do you know what the Christmas creep is?
Every year, seeing Christmas decorations and sales come out like in...
Yeah, like it goes Halloween to Christmas, you know, skip Thanksgiving, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, Christmas decorations are everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, well, Target, and I don't know if this is like Target actually listening to customers and wanting to do the right thing, or if it's just an amazing marketing scheme, and if it is, kudos to them because it is kind of a brilliant marketing ploy. But Target says it plans to ease in holiday promotions this year and concentrate on Thanksgiving first.
That is so refreshing. It's
right?
Surprising.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, every year it seems like it's a week or two earlier.
Like summer's barely ending and you're already seeing, you know, you see, first of all, you see the all the piles of candy for Halloween. But it's like right behind it is like Christmas trees and wreaths and ornaments and
yeah.
And next thing you know, it's like it's Christmas for 3 months.
It's overwhelming. And then by the time the holidays come, you're not even interested.
No,
you just want it done with.
Totally. I can't listen to the music anymore. Yeah. I can't look at the lights anymore. I want the tree things gone.
Yes.
All of it. Yeah. Well, anyway, this kind of seems like a good plan. It says for November, Target is going to keep the Thanksgiving signs and displays at the entrances, and it's going to play up Thanksgiving meal preparation and entertaining for shoppers. So
nice.
There you have it. And I think this is also kind of in line with like a lot of the, you know, it seems like over the years now, you know, more stores are staying closed on Thanksgiving and, you know, they're trying to put the family and the time off and the personal time thing back into the holiday again rather than, you know, buy and commercialism and all that.
Right. I like it. We'll see if it actually takes off.
I like it, too. And I think all the stores that are closing, you know, I think that there is something more behind it. Like, they've obviously done their math. And if they were making a lot of money, they're not closing.
Right.
You know? But I think they're just... people aren't going to REI on Thanksgiving
right.
to buy, like, you know, some more carabiners or whatever, you know?
The amount it takes to pay workers, keep the lights on, all that.
Right? And instead, now they look good because they're like, no, we're giving our workers the time that they need to spend with their family and to thoroughly enjoy the holiday and appreciate life.
Right.
And, yeah.
Money is no object.
No, yeah. Big corporations, we're on to you, but at the same time, not a bad move.
Right, for sure. Well, yesterday, Rob, we talked about my trip to Iceland. Just
that's right.
Back.
You also talked a little bit about how pricey it is.
It's very, yes. How much it costs to just eat lunch, have
right.
dinner, get a drink, whatever. Well, if you're looking to take a trip this year and you want to save a little bit, Britain.
Really?
England might be the place that you want to visit.
Which is something that people have not said over the last several years.
Because it is one of the more expensive cities to visit.
I was there about 5 years ago, and like you talking about lunch, it's like, yeah, we just went to a pub and got a burger, fries, and a beer, and, you know, you're out $35.
Right. Yeah. So Lonely Planet is not only saying it may be cheap, but it's actually encouraging people to visit, and it's because the pound is weak, and I didn't realize it had dropped this much. But if you're coming from overseas, not necessarily if you're in Britain. But if you're coming overseas, the pound's actually fallen 11% against the dollar.
That's big.
So,
that's huge. It's the whole Brexit thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, but London's not the cheapest place. Can't speak.
That's all right.
Let me try that
you're
again.
You're freshly back.
Exactly.
You're freshly back off vacation.
Give me, you know, a month or two.
Still a little jet lag.
Right.
The tongue is still on Iceland time.
Totally. But Lonely Planet says Belfast and the coast around the Giant Causeway is actually the world's number one region to visit in 2018.
Wow.
So, yeah. There you go.
Sounds pretty cool because I would love to head back there, but one of the things that's holds you back is the cost once you're there. You know, you can find cheap airfare, you can even find cheap lodging, but the
right
everything else is what costs you big. All right, well, talk about costing big. The World Series starts tonight, Los Angeles Dodgers against the Houston Astros. And the first game is going to be in Los Angeles. And it's the first time that the Dodgers are back in the World Series in 29 years.
Oh, wow.
So as you can imagine, interest is very high in tickets. People
right.
want to go because it is the – I don't know if they're actually baseball fans as much as it's a place to be seen in Los
sure.
Angeles. But either way, tickets are going for big money on like all the resale places, right? So I was looking around, and the cheapest seats on StubHub for today's opener sitting right around $600.
Wow, and that's cheapest
just to get in the building,
just
to get in and say you were there, and $600. Now, I was also looking around. Now, if you really want to do it up, Jennifer, which I know you do because you don't do anything, you know, everything's very very glamorous and very elaborate, you know. So this might be more in your liking. It's called the Diamond Club.
Okay.
Diamond Club AA, row 2, seats 1 and 2, so they're aisle seats. So that's why you can, you know, that's why it adds a few dollars to the price. For 2. Because I know you and your husband would go, you know. Two seats, $52,912.50.
Oh, sure. Right? No problem. Oh,
my God.
That is unbelievable.
That is nuts. That's what the price is. I don't know if anybody's going to get that.
Right.
But then, you know, you can save yourself a few dollars if you want to sit a few rows further back. You save $7,000.
Oh.
It's only $18,000, so.
Well, you know, at that price, you might as well just...
You know, get yourself a few extra beers with that, you know?
Man.
Go... I don't even know if I like either team, so...
Not worth...
Go sports, I suppose.
Wow. That just gets to be so obnoxious.
It is really obnoxious.
I mean, it's a hot commodity, World Series, but
it's a
on.
Baseball game, people.
Exactly. You know? Let's put things into perspective here.
You know what that money could go for?
Yeah.
I mean, ugh. All right. Hey, we... excuse me.
Between the two
of
us today.
Wow, I know. Yeah. Good thing we don't have to do no talking for our jobs.
Right.
One of the things we like to do in the morning feed is take a look at some of the trending hashtags on the day. And, we're not going to get too political or anything. This is purely us looking at what's trending, what is popular right now.
What other people are saying.
We're not trying to make a statement here, you know, whether we agree with it completely or disagree with it not at all. This is one of the big hashtags that is trending today, and it's hashtag things I trust more than Fox News.
You decide for yourself.
Yeah, so we'll leave it up to you. Yeah, exactly. We're just passing along some of these tweets. Why don't you start us off over there?
Sure. So things I trust more than Fox News at Aunt Hezzy, dinner with Hannibal Lecter.
Oh. At Corey Broslin says, eating off the floor of a truck stop bathroom.
Yikes.
Gross. That's so gross. I couldn't even say it. It was so gross.
Yeah. At Stainless Ray, the last quarter tank in my gas tank.
Right?
So true.
Doesn't it seem like when it gets down to the last quarter tank, it seems like it can like it goes super fast, but then boy, you really stretch that last that last bit. At Titian Will, Titan Will, Titian.
There's an extra I.
Yeah, there is. All right. At Titian Will says the directions on my easy to assemble IKEA furniture.
Oh, do I have stories about assembling IKEA furniture? At Artie Vandelay 1, the Patriots to inflate the football against my favorite team.
At Ruby Pearl Studio says, things I trust more than Fox News, Flint water.
Ooh. Ooh. At Killer Tiger, the likelihood of becoming a millionaire by selling Herbalife. Herbalife.
And Canned J Mommy says, things I trust more than Fox News, pretty much anything. Yeah. Pretty much anything. Well, and one thing you can trust, Jennifer, is the morning feed, of course.
Of course.
Of course. And so that's why... Well, you can trust us today. So far. Yesterday, maybe not so much.
Giving listeners a lot of confidence in us.
I know, right? yesterday, we love to talk about our national days. And yesterday we talked about it was national, we called it Mole Day, but it wasn't Mole Day.
And we made a big deal about how it wasn't mole.
Yeah.
To not get confused that it was mole.
Also wasn't mole, the burrowing creature. No, it was neither of those, even though we thought it was mole.
Who knew the word had so many
If I only could just.
and pronunciation.
If only just clicked into the story, I would have known. But so yesterday, National Mole Day, it's observed annually by chemists and chemistry students. And the celebration takes place between 6.02 a.m. and 6.02 p.m., marking the date 6.02-10.23 in the American style of writing dates. The time and date are derived from Avogadro's number, which is approximately 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, defining the number of particles in one mole of substance, one of the last base SI units. So
I think if we would have read this yesterday, we would have not included
it. I would have not included it. No, but now that I had to, because I was completely wrong talking about it, in the interest of full disclosure and to correct our mistakes, which is something that we have been taught here religiously, you know,
which is something
we should do. Yes. It is very important. I just wanted to make sure that we covered that. So
made that correction.
Yes, made that correction. Now let's move on to today's dates or today's national days. We have a couple of conflicting ones today.
Okay.
It's National Food Day. Now, Food Day aims to help people eat real, which is defined by them, you know, cutting back on sugar drinks, salted packaged foods, factory farm meats, in favor of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and sustainably raised protein.
Okay.
All right.
So, eat well.
Now, also, like, conversely now, it's also National Bologna Day.
That's included in the list of all
Yeah,
the
you know, and I'm wondering, does that have also anything to do with maybe, you know, our political situation? I'm like, is it just bologna day every day now? But no, it is not. It's actually for the lunch meat. So
I did double check it.
Yeah. So, all right. And speaking of double checking, you should double check your podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, and make sure that you're subscribed to the morning feed, because you're going to want to make sure you get this wonderful, informative, and struggling to be correct show every single day.
I mean, you can't miss a day.
No, because
you're going to be so out of the loop.
It's true. You won't find out what we had to correct from the day before. But seriously, thanks a lot for listening. As always, this has been a Tuesday edition of the morning feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.